401k and make.
A man with his own theme song, Larry Michael, is with us. Larry, good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. Listen, and the Redskins are doing well. Also, coming off a couple of wins here, you're playing the Giants on Sunday. Beat the Giants last time around. Are we going to look for a repeat here?
Well, you sure hope so. It doesn't seem like that long ago. That game was played on Thanksgiving, which it just seems like just yesterday, really. But you know what? You finish a year like this for the Redskins after all the injuries they've had. It's been a real roller coaster year. So you'd like to finish with a win and finish with three straight wins, get the record to 500, not what everybody was looking for. And I know that that's not satisfactory to most Redskin fans, but under the circumstances with all the injuries they've had and the manner in which they really hung in there at the end of the year, I think it's been impressive. So it's going to be cold in New York. I know they're in New Jersey. It's supposed to be temperatures in the teens for kickoff on Sunday. And so we'll see who the bravest players are, because if you're playing just to finish the season and it's 15 degrees, I got to believe some players would pack it in under those conditions.
And thank you for noting that they play in New Jersey, not New York.
Well, of course, I know you're from New Jersey, and that's important to you. And the Meadowlands is just a beautiful place.
Yes, it is. But it's not New York. It is not New York.
Hey, well,
thank you.
I was actually at that last game at Thanksgiving. As a matter of fact, I almost ran into you when you were in the suite there, and you ran right by me. But my question has to do with that game. The Redskins seem to struggle all the way through that game. I mean, do you see it again? The cold's going to be a factor, no doubt, but it affects both teams. What do you see coming here, Larry, with this?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think it's been, again, a real odd year. I think when the Redskins won in Seattle, that was a high point. No one expected them to win in Seattle earlier in the year. It kind of boosted everybody's hopes that this could be a playoff year. Then the loss in New Orleans, which was really disappointing at the end of the game. They had the game in hand, and they couldn't hold on. I think kind of used up some of their emotional gas at that point in the year. And then they got through that Giant game. They really needed to win. But then they fell two straight at Dallas and at L.A. against the Chargers, which really was the bottoming out of the team, I think, this year. And then they came back and won the last two games. So I would be shocked if they didn't play well in this game. I think they've had a good work week. And then you look and see what's going on up 95 with the Giants. They've had all kinds of turmoil. They really have had their worst season in many, many years. They're 2-13. They've got an interim coach. They don't have a general manager. So, I mean, if you look at the two programs, I would think I really feel the Redskins will play well. They really want to finish the season well. And they've got a little bit of momentum here at the end of the year by virtue of the two wins they've had in the last two games.
Well, I've seen them play brilliantly. They've seemed like they've got some amazing skills. And when it comes together very well. What do you think it's going to take to make that more consistent? Is it going to be the coaching, or what do you think is going to have to do that next season?
Well, I mean, I think, number one, you got to find a way to stay healthy. This has just been a ridiculously injured year for the team. I think you do need to get a little help in a couple of positions. The big question mark starting on Monday is going to be Kirk Cousins, and, you know, will he come back? Will they be able to negotiate a contract for him to come back? I sure hope so. I think the Redskins fans want to see that happen. But, you know, it's been a great year with our relationship with MAL. I want to get that in before we break, because it was a long time coming. Had a lot of people along the way this year have mentioned how happy they are to hear us on WMAL again. So I think it's just from that perspective, the future is extremely bright for Redskins Radio, teaming up with the radio station. And hopefully the team next year will be in playoff contention this time of year. And this won't be our final pregame interview. Maybe we'll take these interviews into January 2019. I sure hope so.
That would be fantastic. And we love having the Redskins, obviously, on the station. It's just been a wonderful partnership. On an up note here, the Giants have set the franchise record for the most losses in a single season. Yeah. So I have hope.
It's all looking up.
It's all looking up. And we now, the Redskins announced that they have signed Casanova McKenzie, former Auburn linebacker. That is also good news. Starting to see some signings and some hopeful new players coming onto the team. So lots and lots of good news. Larry, Happy New Year.
Same to you guys. And again, we appreciate everybody listening to WML on game days. It's been a great year when it comes to our broadcast. And hopefully we can wrap it up with a win on Sunday.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, Larry.